whole hospital thing.
So it's a very special Sunday, Remembrance Sunday, and we've had the Thursday as well. So I just wanted to read something that I read on Thursday, actually. So we're going back in time to 1918, and at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the Armistice Agreement was signed between the Allied forces and Germany to bring World War I to an end. At this historic moment, the fighting stopped. Weapons were laid down, the peace bells rang out, and soldiers finally returned home to their families. It is difficult to begin to imagine the relief of that historic hour. The horrors of the war had destroyed millions of lives on both sides, and on that final day, it is estimated that a further 11,000 people died. It's easy to be overwhelmed by the enormity of the numbers, but every life that was lost was precious in the eyes of God. In the face of the great suffering that exists in the world, the profound Christian truth is that God not only understands and sees our pain and trauma. In Jesus Christ, we worship a God who suffered and died with us and for us, and by his scars, our own are healed. Lord, we thank you for bringing us together this morning. Lord, to remember those who lost their lives, not just in World War I, which was horrific enough, but World War II and many wars since. Lord, thank you for the freedom that they have brought to this country. And Lord, thank you for the freedom that you have brought each and every one of us in dying on the cross for us and forgiving our sins. Thank you, Jesus. We could go on thanking you forever. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to sing In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, the God in heaven's faith, this gift of love and righteousness, sought by the ones he came to save. Dear Lord, at cross, as Jesus died, upon me. For I am His, and He is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt is mine, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From Lazarus rise to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever grab me from His hand. Till He returns, all calls me home, here in the power of Christ.
Follow that up with the Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet.
So the reading is from Isaiah 53, in the first part, it's 1 to 6. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom the men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
A message which
you're gonna have to speak that.
Oh,
okay.
Hello over there.
Hey.
We're now going to sing the Servant King, and then followed by a message from Bruce.
He calls us now.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. Because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Amen.
And now, it's over to Bruce.
Welcome. For those of you who have not heard, my time at the hospital went very well. I'm very clear of any problem at all, and the NHS were wonderful. Now, this weekend we are thinking of the people who served their country in two world wars and other conflicts since. And so, for our message today, I thought we would look at the suffering that Jesus accepted on our behalf. So I got why, first of all, the cross. And I give you this verse. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jesus demanded miraculous signs, and Greeks looked for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolish to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. A reporter once said, of what possible significance is the death of a Jew in Palestine 2,000 years ago? And when we preach about Jesus dying to save us, some people are offended and others call it nonsense. But God chose this way to save people from two for two reasons. Sin really matters to God. It is breaking of his laws and it incurs penalty. Jesus paid the penalty because no one else could. There was no one other than him good enough to pay the price of sin. Pride is at the heart of all sin. When I sin, I put myself and my wishes at the center of my world. So before we can be forgiven, God has to humble us by showing us that we can never earn his forgiveness. However respectable or clever we may be, we have to come before God as sinners, confessing our wrongs and accepting thankfully what God has done for us through death on the cross. It took our sins away. He took our place. So what does it all mean? 1 Peter 1, verse 18 to 20. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world. If you want to understand the Christian message, said Martin Luther, you must start with the wounds of Christ. Christ's death is central to the Christian message. It was planned by God before the foundation of the world. It was prophesied many times in the Old Testament. Christ himself talked of it constantly. Paul boasted of the cross, an extraordinary thing for a Jew to do, since crucifixion was offensive to the Jewish people. And at our communion service, we celebrate the death of Jesus. Because of his death on the cross, to take our punishment, God can treat us just as if we had never sinned. That is what justification means, just as we'd never sinned. And when we do sin and confess it, he can forgive us every time. The cross is where we find peace of mind, healing of relationship, forgiveness for ourselves, and the strength to forgive others. It is God's power over all the forces of evil. An old Christian said, all problems find their solution at Calvary. And my friends, I believe from my own experience that he is absolutely right. Yes, Jesus died on the cross in our place. He suffered, he died, but he rose again. Praise be to God for Jesus and all that he suffered for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We don't have a time of prayer now. So, Lord, we want to come before you now and again remember those who have gone before us in world wars and conflicts. So many lives lost. We want to pray for their families and friends. And Lord, we know in the recent times with Afghanistan that many who fought and the families who lost loved ones are wondering what it was all about. But Lord, let them gain comfort and strength in you, Lord Jesus, as they ask these questions. But Lord, you see the bigger picture. So we, Lord, we thank you for their sacrifice, for our freedom, and for the sacrifice those families and friends gave us too. Lord, we think of the persecuted church. Lord, some of our brothers and sisters who are physically persecuted for their faith. Some who have been separated from their families because they have turned to you, Jesus. Lord, for each one of us who suffer spiritual persecution, as the enemy would try and get in the way and distract us in so many ways. Lord, we pray your strength and your comfort for each and every one of us. And Lord, help us fight the good fight and fight against the enemy, because we know that you have the victory. Lord, we want to pray this morning for our Queen. Lord, we hear that she has sprained her back and is unable to be at the cemetery. Lord, we know that that is somewhere she would want to be. Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you for her other words, good health. And Lord, we pray that she will know your presence as she probably will now see it on the television, like many of them. Thank you, Jesus, for our Queen. Lord, we pray for our government at this difficult time. So many things, Brexit, then COVID, and sleaze. Lord, whatever our political persuasion, none of us, I'm sure, would want to be in their shoes. And Lord, I particularly want to pray for Boris. Lord, we want to pray for him to turn to you, Jesus, to accept you as his Savior. Lord, that all his decision making would go before you, before he makes them. So uphold Boris and all our government. And we pray for all the Christians in government too. And let them be a wonderful witness in that place. And Lord, we turn to those who we know who are unwell. And Lord, we do pray for healing for Richard's eye. Lord, it's gone on for so long. And Lord, we thank you that after yesterday was such a difficult day for him, that he was able to be here today to be leading this service. And we thank you for your healing in his eyes, that he will one day be able to stand up and say, he's done it, God. And thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for the good news that Bruce brought us of his time at the hospital. Lord, so many things in the years I've known him, so many ailments, Lord, you brought him through. So we thank you for Bruce, and we thank you for Eunice. And we pray for complete healing in their bodies, Lord. And we pray for Jennifer and Paul's family at this time. We thank you for Paul, Lord, and what a lovely man he was, and how he loved you and is now with you, Jesus. So thank you. Thank you. But we thank Jennifer and the family in the heavens, as they will be sad at him going. And we also pray for him, Ollie, and Bruce Barker, and Stuart, Liam and Karen, Bruce Barker's parents, John and Margaret, for Dawn, Emma, and Hannah, and all those known to us at this time who are unwell. Bring your healing in your name, Jesus. Lord, and we pray too, this week we've got two funerals, so I pray for Stephen and I pray for Carol and for all their family and friends, as we remember Lewis and Mary and give thanks for their lives and their love for you. We know they're with you rejoicing now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for the community centre here. Lord, this is a vision given by you to Bruce. Lord, may he see this vision fulfilled. Lord, may everything now go smoothly. And for those other churches that he's asked to help to support, Lord, I pray that many will come and be a part of the work here. Thank you, Jesus. So Lord, we thank you this morning, and we remember this morning your ultimate sacrifice in dying for us on the cross. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness. But Lord, thank you for your new life in your resurrection, and that you sent your Holy Spirit to live and dwell in us, that we might go out to witness to you. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray everything in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.